Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good afternoon to everyone from around the world, and welcome back on this very beautiful Wednesday. This is ACC Global News, and I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, very happy to be with all of you today. Now, today we will be featuring part two of our wonderful segment with our guest. She is life, divorce, and also transition coach, Monique Sanders. And she is the founder of Silhouette Life Coaching. And whoever was lucky enough to catch the first segment knows the important topics that she will speak on today. And to remind everyone, today is Wednesday, the 13th of July. And as a reminder, our segment today and also part one of our segment with Monique is permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. And you can also go onto our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, for everyone that was not able to catch our first segment with Monique, she really focuses her practice on women and really helping women deal with difficult issues as far as transition or self-accepting issues. Women who are dealing with issues, again, like such as divorce or becoming single mothers. And this is a very difficult time for many women. And as I stressed in the previous segment, this is a very, very real issue for women around the world. And I've seen it. Many of us that are tuning in today have seen it as well. Now, she also works with women who are really suffering from identity issues, women who really aren't sure who they are or aren't sure who they really are attracted to, women who really feel alienated because they're different. To everyone in our audience today, I know we've all seen women that are dealing with these issues at some point of their lives, which is why I'm very proud to introduce to the audience life, divorce, and also identity coach, founder of Silhouette Life Coaching, Miss Monique Sanders. How are you doing today on this beautiful day, Monique?
I'm doing wonderful, Matthew, and thank you for having me on your show for part two.
Yes, we're very happy to have you back. Now, Monique, for people that weren't able to catch the first segment, if you could really explain to them who exactly is Monique Sanders.
Absolutely. I'm a woman that absolutely believes in being honest with your sexuality, especially with my sexuality. And I'm also a certified coach that specializes in helping women who have divorced their husbands because they're attracted to women, or they're just having problems with their sexuality and they really don't know where to go forward with. I've been attracted to girls as far back as I can remember, and I've buried those feelings for all of my adult life. And it wasn't until about 7 years ago that I actually came out and processed how unhappy I was. And unfortunately for me, I came out after being married to my first husband and having a long term relationship with a boyfriend who I, had children from. So I have I have two sons, and I'm out, and that's what I'm here to talk about, the process of coming out and doing it with a logical plan that may make sense to you as we go forward and to our audience as well.
Okay, and so what exactly led to the foundation of Silhouette Life Coaching?
Yeah, so again, as I spoke about the 7 years, I worked on myself, self-developing and going through my own transformation. I decided that I wanted to help women, you know, the way I had helped myself. And I had collected so much information during this 7 year process that I couldn't just sit on it anymore. And so I tapped online and I found a credible coaching school called the Life Coach School. And it's run by Master Coach Brooke Castillo. And I enrolled into her program, and I'm committed to learning the technique so that I could teach others. And so with this process of having my own experience and then being trained and certified, I was able to collect the tools that I needed to actually come out and create this foundation called Silhouette Life Coaching.
Okay, and I know many people in the audience are wondering if you could please share with them the areas that you really focus on when you do work with your clients.
Yes, the coaching style that I use is called casual coaching, and it's designed to bring awareness to the thoughts you create and the emotions caused by your thinking. And so it's this mindful focus that you can create thoughts that serve you, or you can create thoughts that do not serve you. And the focus area is to understand what you're thinking and why you're thinking that, and then how to change that. And it's very private. It's very intimate. So this is why I believe we don't discuss this out, and we don't teach this type of conflict management in our colleges and in our schools. And so coaching and hiring a coach one-on-one is really important because it's proven that managing your thoughts and understanding the process that occurs when you go through a mindful thinking process can actually resolve a lot of problems. So thank you for asking that.
And you're definitely right. There's no schools. There's nowhere where you could really learn about dealing with many of these issues. Now, Monique, the big reason why you were selected is because you really have an amazing story. So, again, for the audience that was not able to listen to the first segment, if you could really share with them your personal story and experience.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. I can tell you that I'm a woman with three sons, two ex-husbands, and a loving girlfriend that I share my life with. Our children have mothers and fathers that care for them in their own specific way. And I had to come out. I had to tell someone at the time, again, 7 years ago, and I didn't trust anyone. And my personal information was so personal to me that I struggled with identifying, you know, this sexuality, this long-term urge to meet women. And I wanted to tell my twin sister. I wanted to tell my best friend. I wanted to be me, but feared what would happen. And when I came out, it was only after I had created a safety plan, this logical way that I felt that I could come out and not compromise my culture, my children, and my IT career. I felt, I felt that this was the only way. And so I started out by choosing a coach at the time, and she was a coach I had hired previously to work on my spirituality, and it was important to me that I chose a person that had knowledge of my children and would be part of my healing process. So that's really the foundation of how I started coming out. But again, it took me 7 years to get there, and I just want to paint the picture. Yeah, again, very intimate, very private, and it needs to be done in a certain way that, you know, it reinforces and strengthens, you know, your process. And so today, when I disclose that I'm gay, you know, people may respond with silence, and they may respond completely different. I really don't know. I can tell you that that as long as I'm being honest, and it allows the other person to be honest, then we can decide together at that moment whether we need to walk away and never bring this topic up, or and never be friends, or you know, we can be friends and it's okay. I just want to say too, as far as my journey has gone, that I've gone through, is that in November it will be 5 years since I came out to my family. 2 years since I came out to my...
Congratulations again.
No, thank you. 2 years since I came out to my children's teachers in his, you know, in his elementary school. June will mark, this past June marked the 1 year anniversary that I came out publicly to the students at the coaching school that I attended. And
yes.
And again, each time I've come out, it's difficult because I do have a culture and a past that involved a Spanish culture. I do have family that are all, you know, straight, and I do have a professional life that that required me to show up and maybe not have controversy around me. And so, Matthew, it's been a tremendous journey, and I just want to be here and share with the world.
So I know many people in the audience, how can you really assist other women in making their transition from taking them from where they are to, I guess, where they want to be, or to that point that you were able to reach?
Matthew, that's a great question. Coming out is very difficult, one of the most intimate journeys a woman can experience, because your sexuality doesn't define you. It's only one part of what makes you you. And right now, well, ladies, if you're listening, you might not feel that way. You may feel that this is the only thing you can focus on. And I want to tell you that a successful transition is to keep your culture, keep your relationships with your family, and continue your life without compromise. And I can tell you that it starts by managing your emotions and deciding on purpose if you need to react to objections. You know, your transition to coming out, you need to define what it means to you, and then decide how and when, you know, you'll disclose to anybody. And that's really part of the safety plan that I will take each client through. It's designed to work through the root causes of your fear and apprehension to coming out. You know, we simply don't know what your ex-husband or ex-boyfriend or parents will respond to you when you come out, and you can't possibly know ahead of time, and that's okay.
Okay. And what I'm really wondering, Monique, how did you really develop this coaching style?
My coaching style was developed life in the way that that I want to see myself. I incorporated the life school coach philosophies. You know, every day I work on the basics of being authentic and kind to myself. Silhouette Life Coaching was founded to teach how to process your thoughts, decide on what you want to feel about any problem, and effectively manage the challenges you face with coming out, with sexual identity, with, you know, talking to people about who you're dating. I mean, it's really that simple. And when the time is to come out to your parents or siblings, coworkers, or even an ex-husband, it's what you decide to choose. And the safety plan that I devise is what I used and I had great success with. And it's very explicit. And I've created it in such a way that I can adapt it and teach it to anybody.
And I believe it's very important that people do get assistance dealing with these issues. So for, again, anybody in the audience, these are methods that are proven to work. She has applied them to her own life. So please keep that in mind. Now, Monique, you did mention in the first segment as well about a free consultation. So what can people really expect when they do participate in this free consultation with you?
Yes, the free consultation is designed and set up so that first we can get to meet each other and decide whether we like each other. I think that's important. You have to at least be able to connect with the person you're going to be sharing intimate information with. Absolutely. The second thing is to give my clients, my specific clients, the opportunity to say that they're gay. What I found is that they've never been afforded that opportunity, and that requires somebody who's willing to listen and not pass judgment, and that's what I offer in that free consultation. And then the last thing we'll do in the free consultation is I'll ask you a very specific questions on how you're feeling, what you're doing, what's most important to you, so that I can work on the roadmap and really over-deliver the safety plan, because that's the goal. The goal is to go through the safety plan and to decide what it means for you to transition.
Yes, and I know for many women out there that are dealing with this, what they're wondering are some of the results. By working with you, Monique, what are some of the positive results that some of these women can experience?
Well, the most simplest result that I've gotten feedback on is, you know, being able to process the idea of your sexuality. You know, be able to sit down with yourself and be able to have these hard conversations and say that it's okay. So wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't you like to sit down and after learning these techniques, be able to say, hey, this is great? And that's a positive result. Another result is finding a partner that you're attracted to. And you get to fall in love again, and you get to, you know, do something that your heart has always desired. So that's definitely a positive result. And then the last and most important positive result is learning the techniques of casual coaching that I offer allows you to manage your problems for the rest of your life. It's not something that you lose. It's something that you bring into your life on a daily basis, and that has the most value of all.
And again, that's very important. These are lifelong techniques that you will learn for everybody in the audience. It's basically like riding a bike. This is something that you'll always know. You'll be able to use this in different situations later in life as well. So I'm very happy that you did touch on that, Monique. What many people I know are wondering, how soon can these women expect to get results once they start working with you?
Yes, The results are the changes in our thoughts, and based on our feelings, can we then change results? So the results are immediately, because I'm going to immediately teach you that the thoughts that you're having have to become aware of them. And the moment you become aware of them, the mind has no choice but to resolve the conflict. And this is important because when I sit down and I speak to a woman who has divorced her husband and they are having identity issues, sexuality issues, and we start talking about, you know, well, the intimate information that they give me about the sexual experiences they have, and the minute we start having that conversation, those thoughts start coming out. And the minute we bring awareness to those thoughts, that's when change occurs, and those are the results that the clients can expect, immediate results.
And again, those are results, even immediately, that would get you in a step in the right direction. So what I really would like to know, Monique, how do you hold these sessions? Does your approach change when at speaking engagements or, let's say, working with groups as opposed to working with someone one-on-one?
Yes, to answer the first question, I hold the sessions typically one-on-one on the phone. If the client feels comfortable, I offer Skype for video chatting.
You can actually work with anyone around the world. So for everybody tuning in, if you're from UK or from Australia, she does telephone or Skype, so she would be able to help you as well. I'm sorry to cut you off, Monique. You can continue.
Oh, no, not a problem. And then if you happen to live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I would schedule an in-person session with you, absolutely. And then to answer your second question about group engagements, I do offer group engagements. And in those environments, you know, I don't limit folks from sharing. I do tell folks and I do make it an announcement that, you know, share what you're comfortable with. And typically people will keep, you know, their private information private. And we all will get a lot of listeners, and that's okay, because as long as you're seeing it and you're hearing it, you know, you really start that process at that time. And so that's how I handle both types of engagements.
So as far as now your techniques, if you could really discuss the tools and, let's say, the techniques that you really incorporate into your program to make it effective.
Yes. So the first primary technique I use is a coaching term that we refer to as showing up. We have to show up as coaches and as clients with honesty and kindness and compassion. And I've already done my work before the session starts on showing up to the session with kindness and compassion. And so what ends up happening is I end up teaching the clients how to be compassionate with themselves, how to be kind and stop beating themselves up. And that's the technique, core technique. The second technique I use is proprietary to the Life Coach School philosophy, and this technique allows us to work with the client's focus. So if a client comes in and they say, I'm feeling this way, then the techniques to address feelings is approached. If the client comes in and says, this is what I don't want. I don't want, you know, to be labeled gay, lesbian, you know, dyke. Then they work on the result of what they don't want. So it's very flexible in that technique. And then the daily techniques that will occur are a writing technique where we'll exchange thoughts on a daily process and then really do the coaching from those thoughts.
Yes, and I believe daily contact as well is very effective, especially for the people that are really suffering dealing with this issue. So, in your opinion, Monique, what do you feel really makes you stand apart from many of these other coaches?
That's a great question, and I can honestly tell you that I stand apart from other coaches because I'm talking specifically to women who are coming out later in life. You know, Matthew, I was 32 when I came out. I had two children. My girlfriend right now, she's I'm not going to tell you her age. I shouldn't. She also came out after having children, after having her son.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we found each other in the mix, you know, that's what makes us unique. That's what makes me unique as a coach. And then the efficiency of my coaching technique and the safety plan. You really need a safety plan when you're transitioning. And you know, future plans is to work with men as well. But right now I'll be working with women only. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I could really hear the excitement you have when you do discuss your coaching program. Monique, if you could really explain to everyone, what is the real personal satisfaction that you really receive from helping these women?
Well, thank you, Matthew. The personal satisfaction is knowing that my experiences are not capped, and my personal experience can help others. And this is a philosophy or a belief that I've had rooted with me for a long, long time. You know, I ran an IT computer consulting company, and part of my speciality was working with small businesses and providing them with a level of support that most small businesses typically cannot afford. And so this idea that, you know, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to show you things and provide you things that you don't even know you need until that moment. And that's really what I bring with my coaching as well, and my belief and the passion of that, knowing ahead of time what someone's going to need and being able to deliver brings me great satisfaction. And helping, by nature, I'm a nurturer, and that to me it fills my bucket. If you're familiar with the love languages, you know, acts of service.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm really fortunate to be in a career where I love what I do.
Well, I know that you're definitely inspiring many women out there that are also dealing with this issue, and really any women of that nature. What I really want to know, and I know many people are thinking about this, especially after hearing your story, what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future are to add more programs that include couples, programs that include men. I believe that there's not an area in our Western society that allow men to just talk, and talk in a way that allows them to say whatever they need to say without being judged. And so this idea of having an environment and a platform and a program where you can show up and not be judged and just get things off to the right start. And again, just incorporating the awareness of your thoughts and how your thoughts instantly cause feelings, positive or negative.
And also, Monique, if you could really share with our audience, how can these women, or in your case, maybe even men, how can they really find out more about you or sign up with your program?
Yes, the easiest and most secured way is through email. So any of the audience listening can email me at silhouettelifecoach@gmail.com. You can visit my website and schedule an appointment. The free mini session is available to book right now at silhouettelifecoaching.com. And then by telephone. My telephone is also on the website. So, you know, please visit. And then the blog on the ACC blog page is also available, so we can open up a dialogue.
Yes. And to many of the women out there, and I know it's very difficult to take that first step, Monique has lived through this. I believe that she would basically be one of the best people that can help you get through this issue. Monique, if you could really share with the audience some of your success stories, or at least when we have a little over a minute left, if you could really share with them a success story.
Yes, a success story that I've gotten prior permission to share with is a lady that I worked with who came to me because she had two DWIs. She found herself in low-income housing, and her son, who was in high school, had been kicked out. And so she came with me with her results. And, you know, it was a painful year for her. And one of the first questions I asked her in our free mini session was, you know, what are you most proud of in your life? And she hesitated. She hesitated for weeks on answering that question, and that's okay. But what we found out was that her her root thought was that she would never be able to find a meaningful relationship. And whenever she thought about her future relationship, she would get so angry because she really believed that she would never have a meaningful relationship. And so then she would drink. So that was her action, was to drink. And when she drank, she would drive home intoxicated. And so after a year of this behavior, you know, then she found herself without a job and in low-income housing, and her son was angry too. And so it took about four weeks of working with her. And today I can tell you that her success is because she's a recovering alcoholic. She no longer drinks when she has this thought that she's looking for a meaningful relationship. And instead she replaced that thought with, my life is meaningful, and my relationships add more meaning to my life, and that's how she was successful, and I'm just proud of her today for allowing me to share that with our audience.
It's a wonderful story, and I hope God does bless her on her journey. It's great to see that she is heading in the right path, and it's also wonderful to hear that you are helping different women dealing with these different issues. I really look up to you for that. It was an honor having you on. We're just about out of time today. Please tune in. We will have Monique back again in the future on Monday, the 1st of August at 12 o'clock noon. Please make sure you do not miss that segment. We will speak on a lot of more important issues. And to our audience, again, please visit accglobalmedia.com, and you can catch part one of our segment with Monique. And Monique, again, it was an honor having you on, and I look forward to having you back again on August 1st at 12 o'clock noon.
Thank you, Matthew. And to all of our audience, live happy. It's a great opportunity to feel the love.
Yes. And that's a great way to end it off. And to everybody out there, you have a wonderful day. I look forward to hearing back to getting back to all of you soon. And for you, Monique, again, it was an honor having you on today.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye. Bye-bye.